Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Enter the Light. My name is Marianne Adams, and I'm here with my co-host, also Tony Jorgensen, Lynn Bleasdale, and Jessica Petro.
Hi.
Everybody say hi.
Hi. Hi, hi everybody.
Hi.
So,
good to be here.
So it's my chance to host this time. So the subject that I came up with that is something that I'm so passionate about, something that I love. Wayne Dyer is who passed away a while ago. He is just a huge mentor for me. And one of his famous things that he always said was, when you change on the things you look at, the things you look at change. And so it has really been something that I have been trying to work on myself with. I mean, everything that you can think of that is a trigger or causes issues or causes anything to make you feel uncomfortable, if you just change the way you look at it, anything that's stressful or upsetting, is something that I've been trying to work on. And for me, the best way that I've found to do that is try to, through compassion, look at the situation through somebody else, like what they may be going through or what they've done or what they've been having to deal with, or what's happened to them in the past, what causes somebody to be a certain way. And so it's been something that's been really good for me to understand. It's just interesting. When I grew up with a dad who was just this wonderful, most kind and loving. I was very lucky. I grew up as a daddy's girl and had the most amazing, wonderful father. He passed away almost a year ago. But the relationship I had with my mother was never very good. And it's been a struggle my entire life. And it's affected everything I've done and how I've tried to raise my kids. But one thing that my dad was so good at was, and he was really good at living the way, just like the way, you know, Wayne Dyer mentioned, when, you know, you change the things you look at, the things you look at change. My dad was good about that. And so I decided that was something that I was going to try and do. So what I did is I spent some time with my mother to understand what was going on with her. My dad said, oh, you know what, I know that your childhood has been rough with your mother, but you have to understand she came from something even worse. And I didn't really understand or really care or want to know what was going on, but we took a trip about a year ago. We went to Vegas together. There's a thing called Mopar Nationals, is something that my dad was very into. And so I started asking my mother, because I just wanted to get over this hurdle, because it affected my entire life. And so I started asking my mother about her childhood and what she came from. And it was just so sad and horrific, and the things that she dealt with and how she was raised and how she felt and how she, and you know, it's helped so much, because I realized that through compassion and empathy, I was able to see her from a different point of view, a different light. And I saw her as this young girl and what she was dealing with in her childhood from her parents. They were both very rigid and kind of brutal, you know, in how they raised their children. And it was great, because it just really helped me to understand her. And it's I've been able to have some great forgiveness for her through compassion.
That's powerful. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you forgiven now? You and your mom. So you forgive your mom now?
Yeah, I feel like I have. I feel like, because it was a process, but I don't have that just inner frustration. I mean, it's not there anymore. I mean, I still have, I've kept, I have boundaries, and I've had to keep that in place, but I don't have that anger and that hurt that was so prevalent in my life. I feel like that has lifted, that has gone, because I can see her in a different light.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That all
so it's been really helpful.
Did you read the Wayne Dyer book? What was the first one, I think, that I read? I can't remember the name. The most popular one.
His very first book was called Your Erroneous Zones. And that was written in the 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, I read it in high school. Yep.
Yeah, me too. Oh, it's a wonderful textbook for this existence. Holy cow, that book changed my life literally. Exactly what Marianne is talking about, changing the way you look at things and the things that are you looking at change. It's great. Yeah. One of his books One of his books, Wayne Dyer's books, that describes what we're talking about is Real Magic. He's talking about the real magic of behavioral modification, and thought modification too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Shall I just add a few notes? Oh, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I didn't mean to talk over you.
Nope.
Yeah, I was just making a couple of notes. This is Lynn. Forgiveness is not endorsement. Right, so you can forgive someone, but what happened to you? It doesn't make it okay what was done or what behavior, but you're not endorsing your forgiving. You're releasing yourself and the other person from the ongoing anguish. Yeah. Give up the need to be right. I was talking about this with somebody the other day about giving up the need to be right and giving up the need to make other people understand your situation, right? So we all are judged and misunderstood and people, don't understand us. But the thing is, maybe that's not their job. Maybe it's our job to be who we are with no apologies. Unless, of course, you're hurting other people, and that's a whole other kettle of fish. But, you know, if you're living your life not hurting others, then really you owe no one explanation, and you don't owe any apologies to people for being who you are. Oh, and I wrote in this note, too, understand the fine calibration of the lessons. So with people come into our lives that may be like unpleasant, they might give you like an icky energy, right, and feeling, but if you look at how this has been sent into your life, it's exactly what we need to do the soul work that we came here to do. We come here to work on our souls and our spiritual beings, and so that we get exactly the course material that we're meant for. But it sometimes shows up in the form of a person who irritates the crap out of us, it feels like a bad thing, but no, we're meant to learn from it. Carry on. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pass this over to Tony and get some thoughts from Tony here.
So, speaking about what Marianne is talking about, and I read that book when I was in the high school, and what's the other book that is really famous now? I can't think of anything today, but
Your Sacred Self is one of his books. You'll see it when you believe it.
Maybe you see it when you believe it. But I remember reading those, and also they, in addiction, they use his books a lot for addiction.
Oh, yeah.
So I come from a very, very addictive family on both sides. Like, no matter what we do, we get addicted. good or bad, you know, mm-hmm. which is good. I mean, on some things, that's why I feel my brother's successful and that, you know, in certain ways I am. And but others is that, you know, you can you really get addicted and it's hard to break the cycle. And I think it's and that's what Wayne Dyer, I believe, talked about a lot was breaking the cycle. If you don't like what you have, you yeah. have to have the courage to change it, you know, like Marianne was saying. And my mom also had a very rough childhood. Her mom, I don't know if her mom was jealous of her, but she only picked on my mom. And my mom never mm-hmm. passed that on to us. In fact, my grandmother also broke the cycle because she never passed it on to us either. Or she didn't mm-hmm. meet. I can't talk about the other grandchildren. But I know my mom tried really hard not to do to us what was done to her. And then I mm-hmm. tried that with my children. And it was only half because my dad, he was a mess. So he never could break the cycle. But I think back in reading Wayne Dyer helped me also with addiction, and it also gave me the strength to break the cycle and move mm. into the world that I wanted to make it, you know, what I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, not what I was given.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I always remember about him. What a great, great topic because I even at 18 or 17 years old, I feel from reading his book, which is the only thing I did in high school because I hated it, was to read books like that, self-help books. But, I mean, it didn't help me graduate, but it sure did help me with my life. But,
Fabulous.
You know, reading stuff like that is amazing.
Yeah, I just posted a list of his books on our chat, so you can find maybe the one that you're thinking of. Yeah. Still no Jessica, eh? I think she was going to call in, but...
I know. I just asked her. I think the one that really resonated with me was Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life.
Yeah.
I mean, I read almost all of them, but that one... was like, I don't have to go down this path that is being presented in front of me, you know. I need to change it because I don't want my kids to have to deal with what I had to deal with my dad, you know. And so you have mm-hmm. to, you're taught certain ways to express yourself in the household that I came from. They, you know, I cuss a lot. Well, my family cussed, so it didn't matter, but that's not always good for little kids to go to school and start cussing. So I didn't want my kids to have to feel that they, I wanted them to be able to express themselves, you know, and fit in, not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that makes any sense, but.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
About him.
Oh, yeah.
Self-help, we need it. We need self-help. We need continuing education on it also, because it's really easy to turn around and get back in the muck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to not have confidence. I mean, it happens to me all the time. It's really weird. I don't know. But
yeah.
Lynn, are you there?
Yeah.
I don't know where Lynn went. She's like, she's talking to 719, I think. But I know that you've come a long way, Marianne. What are some of the other books, self-help people, that you read? Because I know that
you... Hi, guys. Oh, hey. Hi, Jessica.
She's back.
Sorry about that. I must have...
It was Jessica,
you guys.
Right?
Yeah, I was there the whole time. You guys just couldn't hear me, so I went ahead and called back.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I'm glad you're here.
Definitely. So I was listening to the whole conversation. It's so funny. I absolutely agree with what Marianne was saying because it is definitely a process. And I know a lot of the people, you know, in the early stages of like trauma or grief, the last thing they want to hear is, you know, forgive them, and you know, there's a learning experience, and all, it's just, you know what I mean, when you're in the throes of it.
Yeah.
But there's a time and place for that level of grieving until you understand through that process of healing and growing that there's more to it. And, you know, we've all gotten there. So many of us have gotten there. So it's like you tend to move from that, you know, victim mentality into that, I'm a survivor of this, and wow, this was the lesson. And it makes it a bit easier, and it, you know, you're able to be a bit more gentler or humbled, I should say, in how you see people, and how you have compassion and forgive those that have hurt you, because, you know, God willing, we ain't all saints. We've hurt people, and, you know, we've in any which way or whichever. And I remember thinking about that. I'm like, wow. It was Jesus that was actually talking to me about this. I know it was him distinctly. It was shortly after Jaden had transitioned home. I have this, you know, there's been this rift with a family member for quite a long time. And I remember thinking and having this conversation with Jesus about how, and I don't mean this in a religious way whatsoever, but he was talking to me, and I was trying to figure out how I can get through this. And, you know, I just couldn't figure it out. I was not in that, at that level yet, or at that stage of, you know, going beyond that, because like Maryam was saying, there's a process to all of them. But once I had gotten past it, Jesus was able to show me, you know, like where I've hurt someone's feelings or been, you know, mean at one point or another, grade school, and, you know, here and there, and just, you know, spouting off at the mouth and how it hurts someone. And he showed me, would you want to be forgiven? Would you want to be forgiven for being hurtful to others at times? And my immediate question was, wow, yes, absolutely. You know, so that was kind of my beginning and understanding of kind of processing through that stage and moving beyond it. And when you can get beyond that, you can really see people very differently, almost as players. If that makes sense, not in a bad way, but players, you know, in this, I don't know, we'll say school or play called life. And they help teach those lessons, and you help teach others lessons. And Jaden had me just post something the other day that, and it's so true. He said that as much as we're all students, we're just as much teachers for one another's, you know, soul expansion. And that really is it. It's really amazing.
Well, I love that.
Yeah, wow. I think one of the key words you said, Jessica, was, you know, we can choose to either be a victim or we can turn it around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like being a victim ever. I'd rather be on the side. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Even though I have been a victim, but you can either live and wallow in that, or you can pick yourself up by the bootstraps and move on.
Yeah. I think that's part of the difficulty through that process of, you know, overcoming your traumas and that wounded archetype.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we answer some of our beautiful callers? We've got a couple of people waiting. How about you, Marianne? Do you feel ready to move on?
I'm good. Yeah. Let's get someone on.
Okay. 423, you're on the air. Can we have your name, please?
This is Jane.
Hi, Jane. Welcome to Enter the Light. Could is there anything we can help you with today, or did you want to add to the discussion, or both?
Maybe both. This is Jane Borowski. I was on.
I thought that was your voice. Wow,
yes, and I'm just loving, you know, the energy and the open door, and for me, in having the mindset of an open door, it helps to make those steps from maybe what's not working to something better. So I appreciate, you know, the open door and enter the light, and just glad, you know, glad to be here and listening, and just like, yeah, this is not necessarily an easy earth walk.
No, yeah. It isn't. Wow. Understatement, eh? That was really, yeah. If you're living it right, it's going to hurt a lot sometimes because you're like, what the heck? What is it? What is this? What is it now, you know? Oh, dear.
And I've read, in fact, there a couple of years ago, Wayne Dyer was like, you know, there wasn't any book he wrote he might have had a blog talk or Facebook while he was alive, you know, where you could click in and see what the subject was for the day and just, you know, enjoyed the learning process. And, you know, a lot of it worked, some of it didn't, but it's like, oh, my gosh, you got a library on Wayne Dyer.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what a blessing he has been to all of us. And,
yeah. Yes, and so, navigating, that kind of navigating from being in a, for me, like a darkness or a hole to better and being in the light. And what does that mean in practical terms, kind of, so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all pilgrims, aren't we? Just kind of on the road to learning. And that's what life is for, is learning. And, I know every single person in this panel has been through stuff. You know, we've all been through stuff. And on the other side of it, you kind of look back and you're like, I see now what was being said, what was being taught. But it's hard to see the lesson when you're in the middle of pain, right? Reacting in pain.
Yeah.
And that also... Yeah, that question sometimes, and I know we all have done it, you know, it's like, why me? And, but then you go, well, why not me? Like, why not me?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, keeps you honest and open to what's happening. Holy cow. Jane, we really should have you like on for a whole show again. You know, you're so welcome to join us anytime.
Okay. Yeah. I would love it. It's just navigating. Okay. Who do I call? What do I do? What's the link?
Well, you know what? I'm going
to
add you.
I went to the link that Lynn gave me when I was being a guest and clicked on that. It's like, okay, I got the number now.
Well, I'm going to add you to our convo, which is Enter the Light guests. So
very good.
You'll always stay in touch. Yeah, and some fun stuff goes on there. I can't remember, somebody posted a thing about the dress barn or something. It was quite silly. that's an actual business. It's adorable. But I digress. Jane, did you? Can we look at a question for you this week at all, or anything you'd like to ask us? And we'll do our best to figure it out.
Yeah, kind of all of the above. What I struggle with is kind of when there isn't an apparent answer or a practical answer or just being okay in the unknown. You know, like I may not get the answer, or how do I navigate without step A, step B, step C, and I'm really challenged with that.
Yeah.
Just and you know, it's like I'm okay with the unknown spirit realms. You know, like I'm good with that, but the earth walk and what do I do in this situation, or is there another answer or another step, and just question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Dan. Who's Dan, Jane?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. A Dan came through?
I'm getting the name Dan, and it might be for one of you guys. Is there somebody, like, on the team here that is just, don't reach too hard for it. There's just someone, it feels like this spirit personality came in and sat down in the studio with us. Dan.
Oh, no, I have a friend that's a Dan.
In spirit?
In spirit. In fact, it wouldn't surprise me that he would come in and sit down, because he's a director, producer, and Sundance Film Festival is going on right now, so I've been thinking about him. So
that feels like the right. Okay, so sorry, Jane, we had a pop in on your call, but that's because no,
that's okay. Yeah. I had a Dan years ago. I mean, years ago, meaning the last 10. And Dan, face to face, when he was in physical, he felt and totally believed he was Archangel Daniel. Mm-hmm. And so when you said that, it was like, oh, you know, I guess I wouldn't be surprised. He hasn't popped in, but, you know, of late, but okay.
Yeah, well, I'm going to leave that. It feels like, so I worked in theater for most of my career. This energy feels like a guy who would come into the production booth, the sound booth, the light booth, and just sit there and hang, rather than he just kind of blends into the energy of what we're doing. So I feel like it might be Tony's Dan there, but your heart knows too. So just ask, work that out, because it's an inside job to figure it out. But I just know that I wrote down Dan, and it just felt like a comforting, nice. I mean, I would hang out and have a beer with this person. I like them.
Aww.
So,
Dan's cool. So Dan, his name is Dan Ireland. He wrote Whole Wide World. It actually won Best Film back in the 90s at Sundance Film Festival. So every time Sundance comes around, he just passed away about 2 years ago. That I always
That's
think of
weird.
Him. Yeah.
I was just looking at the Sundance lineup today.
Yeah. Crazy.
So lovely. And I just want to share two more things with Jane, and then I'll pass this round.
Thank you.
So if you get a chance, or just pull up on your computer, Vivaldi's Seasons. I believe it is in the passage of spring. In the spring passage, there is a sustained note. You'll recognize it when you hear it. It just hovers like a bee hovering in the air, or a hummingbird or something. Okay. That they send that to you. They send you that. And I think that describes the feeling of being frozen in time while you wait to see what happens, right? Because there's a feeling of, I've got to go. I've got to go with the flow. And you think of Bruce Lee talking about being water, just being water, being fluid to the situation. And then the last thing that comes in is James Taylor and the line, try not to try too hard. It's just a lovely ride.
Mm.
So,
journey.
And, yes, exactly. So you don't have to strive. You don't have to push. And you really wait. The answer will arrive in its own time, right? If you can think in terms of physics, you know, like things happen when they're meant to happen on a schedule. So it's all happening as it's, what is that? The universe is unfolding as it should, from the desiderata. I drew a picture of a waterfall. And hearts are going over the waterfall. So that's
very
an image
lovely.
I'll leave you with. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I deliver it with great love, Jane. Thank you so much. It's so nice to talk to you. And I'll pass you around the circle to whoever's next.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jeff. Yeah. Marianne, yeah.
Hi, Jane. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
And I got a very short but sweet message for you, and that it keeps playing over and over in my head, and it's
okay.
Lead by example, and the rest will follow in your immediate immediate energetic space, like where you are.
Okay. Okay.
Around you. Yeah. You know, I mean, like, and then like the outside, you know, stuff that's going on in the world. That's just, it's kind of like in the background. Do you know what I mean by that? We have to kind of view it as like it's in the background, but they're just advising you to stay in the present, lead by example,
okay.
and the rest will follow. Yeah. That's really
kind
awesome.
Of staying detached as, you know, I navigate, you know, the moment by moment practicality.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was my message. You're welcome.
Jane, this is Tony. And so
hi, Tony.
Hi, nice to talk to you again. When you were talking, I immediately started drawing pyramids.
Mm.
And after the pyramids, I got meditation. And then I got the same thing like Lynn did. I got a lake. And it was funny because you were talking about walking. So there was a path with a lake or waterfalls around it. And then I pulled a card, which was Knight of Pentacles upside down. And what that says is that you need to bring that imagination that you have and your meditation when your spiritual life into this life. Because right now it's that imagination and follow through content to let things slide. So kind of like what Lynn was saying, you got to give yourself a break and let some things slide. But if you bring in your spirit, whatever you're doing spiritually, you know, when you're thinking your imagination and you're meditating, bring that into this now and it'll
help
you.
Thank you.
And then also, if you were thinking about taking a trip in the spring, I would take it as well.
Okay.
I also got a trip that you need to probably go on, and it will help you with your meditation and what's going on in the world today.
Well, I'm have every intention, without the details being in place, of moving from where I live currently to back to the West Coast. So, some of my card readings have said, you know, change. It's here. It's ready. It's in process. Just allow, you know, allow it.
Yeah, that's what I got. Same thing. You're going to do in the spring is going to help with everything that's going on right now. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Marianne?
Oh, she's muted. Just a sec.
Gotcha. Okay,
right.
There we go. Hey, Jane. Hey, nice to hear from you again.
Thank you.
So what I got for you, hon, it's let go. Basically, it's just time has come to let go of the situation, stop focusing on how or will it be solved or even what's going to occur. It'll happen in the right time. And your God, and your angels have everything under control. So I was just saying, a key aspect to manifesting your desires is to ask for what you want, and then release it. Just release it to heaven. And if you're, you know, and if you're drawn back to it, if you think about how it feels, when you're trying to release something, and you're wondering if it's for you, you know, if you have kind of a tight feeling, then it's not. And if it's something feels good, it'll be relaxed and you'll feel calm.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Just, just to let your dreams unfold. Well, there you go.
Yeah, allow the flow.
Yeah.
I find that, you know, when I'm impatient, and I am, because it's like, oh my gosh. Waiting for divine timing is like I believe in it, but oh my gosh, can we get to it already?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want patience, but I want it now.
Exactly.
It's all good. You're very human, and that's what you're supposed to be. That's your job, you know?
Yeah.
As a human on Earth, right? Oh, we have a... Yeah, excellent.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Well, listen, thank you, Jane. Shall we just leave you on the line here?
Yeah, that's fine, yes.
Perfect. And, you know, if you want to speak up, just speak up. I don't know.
Okay.
I won't mute you, but, you know, if you...
All right.
But that's kind of hard on you because you can't drop stuff or make noises if your mic's on. But anyway, I don't know.
Hey, we'll make it work.
Okay, we will. All right, hon.
Thank
well,
you.
Lovely to talk to you, and we'll have you back on for a proper full show at your convenience when you're able.
Sounds
Alrighty
great.
Then.
Thank you so much, all of you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So here we go. We've got 510 on your. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
I would like just a general reading.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Aaron, I'm seeing a dog. Is there something? Are you an animal person?
A dog? No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'm gonna look up. The spirit animal, the dog coming in, because the dog comes in for you. So, sorry, I just have to look up the totem there. Okay. Sorry, my Google's really slow here. So we want to look up what the meaning of the dog meaning is that comes in for you. Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm having trouble bringing up the info here, but we need like sort of Jeopardy music, so
it's okay. Lynn, if you're not ready yet, I can go real quick.
Oh, yeah, please, Jessica. That would be great. Thanks.
Sure. Hi, Aaron. This is Jessica. The You came on. We're just asking for a general. This card popped right out of my deck for you. It's the card is have an attitude of gratitude. That's a really cool one because, gosh, we could always use that, all of us, right? It says,
yeah.
Although it may not always seem so, life on Earth is a gift that you have given to yourself. Every person you meet and every situation you experience is to be received positively because each one is a chance to learn. Everything is a lesson, and regardless of whether you choose to spend a moment with the lesson or decades, it is always for your benefit. So approach everything in life with a positive, gracious attitude because these experiences have been given to you for your advancement. It's often difficult to accept that these events we perceive as negative or bad are actually beneficial, but try to open up your awareness to the bigger picture of what am I learning from this experience? That's the card. This is a really wonderful one. It goes right in line with our topic today. So that's what I have for you, Aaron. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, it's Lynn again, Aaron, and I figured out I've got the thing on the meaning of dog, so what the dog brings into your... this is so much fun. Okay, so the dog talks about awareness and the power to protect. The dog also talks about unconditional love, and it's also a time to remember that you need to play. And the messages that came in with the dog symbolism was that it feels like you're up against something that's being done to you by another person. It feels like you have a need to protect yourself right now. Is that correct?
always. I mean, I just, a person and I, a woman and I, were talking for a while, and it ended abruptly.
Okay. In this situation, it feels like you were kind of the main giver. You were the one that was trying extra hard and putting more effort in, I guess, to the friendship. Is that something that you're able to let go? Do you feel like, are you having trouble moving on from that?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, because it only the rapport. Other than that, which that's a lot.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess this, now there's a space. An empty space now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's grieving. That's grief, right? And we all go through that when we lose something. And it will. The thing about grief is, it's going to take different forms, but it will not always be like that. It's as they say, it's a passage and not a place to stay. So give the grief room to be there and let yourself have it. Because it's natural. It's a natural reaction. But the dog brings in, I think, the message to don't worry about the bummer of life. You should still play, you know, and try and find something that's going to make you smile. And whatever it is that makes Aaron's motor run, you know, do more of that. Because it's easy to get into a despondent place. But you know, our time here is really short, so you have that power to choose your response, right? You've got the power. You can't control other people, and that's really frustrating, but the thing is we do have the power over our own responses. That makes all the difference. Tony, do you want to go ahead and add to this?
Yeah. Sure, thank you. Hi, Aaron. So was this relationship a long-distance relationship?
Yeah, that's over, though. I mean, the only good part that I didn't even mention is that I knew that person wasn't particularly good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were in another space, but we were just occupying time and space for the meantime.
Yeah.
And,
so I thought, which was great for you. I think it got you, it was something to look forward to, and it got you going talking again or conversing again. And so the card that I got is the Fool, which doesn't mean that you're a fool. It's awesome. It's ruled by Uranus, the powerful and unpredictable Roman sky god. This card portrays a young carefree traveler embarking on life's journey. The bag on his shoulder holds the tools of life, and the white rose denotes pure intentions, indicates a willingness to leap into the unknown and start anew. So, does that help in any way? Yeah. And I also drew a flag. I'm not sure why I drew a flag. I don't know if you're planning on going to another state or another country. And then also I wrote down Ukraine. I don't know if it, and I asked my pendulum if you were going to Ukraine, and it said no, but that you've been thinking about Ukraine. I don't know. I know a lot of people probably are, but I don't know if you're giving or in touch with somebody from there that needs help or will be in touch.
No, not particularly. No.
Okay. Yeah. And I wrote down a
maybe
flag, but it didn't.
Maybe perhaps an online flirt or something that might be from the Ukraine, as far as that goes.
Maybe. It could be. That's what I'm, And it's a peace flag of some type, so I don't know. That's what I see that might happen in the next couple of weeks. I mean, as far as, like, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, so I'm not really sure what it means, but it's when we answered your call, that's what I drew. So, well, it looks like you have some fun things ahead.
Fun,
your energy is good. Yeah, and that whatever you choose to do, you'll be fine. It looks like you'll have fun and embark on a good journey in the next year, this year.
Okay. Sounds okay. Good. Thank
good,
you.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, you're welcome.
I apologize.
Hey, Amelia.
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hi, Erin. So, what I got for you is kind of like the same thing, you know, that others have said is that, so what they're saying is that what you need right now is faith. And you can have what you desire, but you must believe that it can be so. So just stay positive and visualize the outcome that you're hoping for. Just set aside all negativity or pessimism and for an easier, sunny outlook. You know, what we think about will come into our presence. And if you see great things, then that's what will be coming to you. So, I want you to believe in your own self-worth. So there's something about, I don't know if it's this past situation or what, but it's caused you to question your self-worth, and they don't want you to do that. Just want you to know that you, you're very blessed and watched over and taken care of. And they want you to believe in yourself and your cherished dreams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Wow, it sounds so easy.
In a weird way, it is. That's the strange thing about it. If you can find that way to do the shift of your thinking, then you're like, why didn't I do this before? Why haven't I always been like this? You know, one thing I came into, Erin, is the phrase, what you focus on expands, right? So what you want to expand for you, and you have that, there's your power, you know, focus on what you wish to expand for you. And I get the feeling, like Tony was saying, I think you're going to be fine, you know? I think that's like right, you know, you don't worry about a thing, you know? It's all going to be okay for you, you know? Sometimes we have things removed from our lives because it's making room, as Linda was just saying in the convo, we take things out. We remove the old stuff from our lives, and it makes room for the good things and the things that are meant for you, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I hope that helped. Yeah, I hope that helped, Erin. Let us know how it goes, eh? Call us back sometime.
I will.
Okay. You have a beautiful Sunday. Thank you so much for calling.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Love and light
to
you. All righty. Okay. Our next caller is 307. You're on the air. How can we, first, can we get your name, please?
Yes. This is, my name is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Okay.
Did you hear me say I was calling from Wyoming? Sorry.
Oh, no, Wyoming, yeah, beautiful.
Yes, and do I just ask a question, or?
Sure, whatever's on your mind, and we'll see what comes in for us through our guides.
It's been the last about 6-7 months have been really hard for me. I know I've grown a lot, but I've had a lot of really, really hard challenges and life lessons, and I was just wondering if things are about, you know, if they're going to get better or
need a breather between episodes. Yeah. Yeah, when stuff happens back to back to back to back, you can get quite exhausted, and what I'm feeling is a wave of exhaustion here where you just need a break. Okay, Alyssa, this is Lynn. Is there anything that is in your behavior that is enabling another person to bring more problems about? Are you enabling a situation or a toxic person in your life?
actually, I probably enable a lot of, I'm just a, I am really too nice, and so people take my, you know, kind of the weakness.
Absolutely. Welcome to the
yeah.
You know what? You're amongst friends here, because this is what happens to empaths. Healers in particular tend to draw the broken ones to them, and they don't do it. It's not like, gee, I want dysfunctional people around us. It's more that the healer energy is drawing the ones who need to be healed. But the thing is, the healer very often needs healing herself. And I feel this is what's happening with you, love, is you can't pour from an empty vessel. So you're going to need to patch up holes in your vessel where your energy is leaking. But also, there's people in your life that need to take a step back and behave themselves. I'm feeling this very school teacherly energy, like, behave yourself. And you need to sort of make sure whoever these people are, they're not bad people, but their behavior is a problem. And you're going to have to learn the words to make them back off. And, you know, go sit over there and wait till, you know, I don't know what it is. It's very like, yeah, I want to shake my finger at them and say, quit this. So whatever that may be, you know, get your courage up, speak your truth, and don't.
That's what he's talking about.
I'm sorry, hon. We've got a bad connection here.
I know who
he's
talking about.
Uh-huh.
I know who it is, but he's one of my friends, and he's bad. If he's naughty. Yeah, that's all I can say. Everything he does is bad.
Good. Okay. Well, that's so it's not that hard to just speak your truth. You don't owe anybody any explanations or apologies. Mm-hmm. You just speak your truth quietly and clearly, and just don't put up with anything. If you have to pull your energy back from them, so be it. But you don't owe anybody your presence if they are abusing, you know, your kindness or your energy, or abusing you, your friendship. So I'm going to pass this around. Who's ready to go?
I can go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go for it, huh?
Okay.
Yep.
Hi, Alyssa. This is Jessica. And the card that flew out for you that I think you probably needed at this time, Spirit led me to this one. It says, be yourself. You choose to incarnate into this physical dimension for clear reason and purpose. You choose the correct circumstances to learn specific lessons. If you stray from this original path because of peer pressure, feelings of wanting to fit in, the need for acceptance, or fear of judgment or discrimination, then the experience that your higher self has chosen to invest its energy and focus on have been for naught. If this card appears for you, examine some of the emotions, traits, or desires that reflect your true self that have been stifled or hidden because you are afraid of presenting them to an unaccepting world. Please be aware, concealing your true colors is like giving your GPS the wrong coordinates or the incorrect coordinates of your location. You will become hopelessly lost. Let your true light shine, because to all those things that are meant to be drawn to you shall find their way. And that's the message I got from you today.
That hit home for sure. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm definitely lost right now.
Yeah. That's what I got also, Alyssa. So I drew mountains, and I also wrote climb every mountain. So I feel that you've been climbing all these mountains and you're lost. And you need to just, and then I also drew a wolf with grandma's house, like the story. So you have this wolf that keeps following you, and you keep going through the woods or these mountains to find grandma's house to be safe. So I feel that until you can clear your, and this happens to all of us because we're empaths, so it's going to happen. You're going to have to clear your palate almost like you're going to have to get rid of this wolf in order for you to be able to climb successfully on the mountain that, you know, is going to help you to get to the other side. But I don't know if you feel love for that person or some kind of attachment that it's being, it's really hard for you to let go. But until you do that, because this is just, and I also got the Knight of Rods upside down, meaning that it's just fighting. You're just around fighting and negativity and, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to change that. You're going to have to lift yourself up over the mountain in order to be free to the other side. And you're going to do it because I just asked my pendulum, but it's going to take work from you to do that.
It's really hard for me to, like, tell people no, or when I see somebody that's in distress or sad, or I just, I feel what they're feeling, and so I'm always trying to help everyone, and it would just wear me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. So I was like that also, and a friend of mine was like that, and she built an imaginary wall around her, and I think that's what the grandma house must mean. You know, find your grandmother's house, your safe spot, and build the walls around you so you're not taking on their negativity because it's too much. It's exhausting you. So,
yeah, you guys hit the nail on the head. That's what's going on, and I'm going to try this and see if it. I mean, I have to paint and stuff definitely because I can't keep living the way I'm living.
No, it's exhausting. You can't do it. Yeah, Marianne. I think it'd be all right, Alyssa. You just have to put up that wall. You know. You're going to have to put up a wall. Yep. Go ahead, Marianne. Sorry. Yeah, you're welcome, hon.
Yeah. Well, hello, Marianne. So what I...
We didn't come on, you guys. That's cool.
What?
What was that? I said, thank you so much for reading. I didn't know I was going to be able to get it that, you know, that much information or reading from all of
you
guys.
We have more for you.
Great.
Go ahead.
Tell me more.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, Miss Marianne. So what I got that you guys are wanting to tell you is that you're in a period of recovery and healing. So the challenging emotion that you've been dealing with will fade away with time. And although it may seem difficult to see, there's a great and joyful future awaiting for you. But for now, just take this time and that you need to regain your thoughts. And and your recovery is nearly finished, which is a good thing. Or it's close to being complete. So just... You know, if you send out the words of gratitude to heaven or whatever you believe in, and then just start beginning the next exciting phase of your life, it'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's some good things, though. Something good's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So there's a Wayne Dyer book. Yeah, a Wayne Dyer book I would recommend to you, Alyssa, is Pulling Your Own Strings. See if that doesn't help a little bit.
Yeah, that anything, it couldn't hurt. I know that. So let me write it down.
And it's a process. Yeah, don't worry if you're not getting there and at what seems fast enough. You'll get there. Just keep swimming. Like what's Finding Nemo? What was it Dory? Keep swimming. Keep swimming. Yeah, that's all you can do, Hannah.
What's the book called?
Pulling Your Own Strings by Wayne Dyer. Mm-hmm.
Wayne Dyer. How do you spell Dyer? D-I-E-R?
D-Y-E-R.
D-Y-E-R.
Yep.
Okay.
If you haven't... Pulling Your Own Strings. If you haven't connected with Wayne Dyer's work, I think you're in for a really, really neat experience. He's one of our favorite teachers. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to order that book off Amazon. Is it on Amazon?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can also try Thrift Books. That shouldn't be, you know, but Thrift Books is a smaller outfit. They're very, very good. And you save a couple of bucks.
Okay.
Sorry,
yeah,
Jeff Bezos. I hope he doesn't send goons after me.
He might. You made so much sense. Thank you.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa. Well, lovely to talk to you. And have a beautiful
lovely.
Sunday.
Okay. Yes, you
love
too.
And light, hon.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on. I think it's a Skype call we've got. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh,
can we get
you?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
I guess it. I'm just looking for a general reading, but just something in the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Someone could focus on that.
Yeah. Could we get your name, please, hon?
Oh, sure. It's Suzanne. I'm from Toronto.
Suzanne. Excellent. That's our neck of the, well, Toronto, I'm just up in the Kingston area, so hello.
Canada.
Yeah, it's okay. Just a general reading. Okay. I'm getting another animal coming in, so if anybody else is ready, I'll go look it up with my really slow computer thing. I think Fred Flintstone may have owned this phone before me.
I'm still shuffling as well.
Me too.
Together.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Marianne, are you ready?
Not yet.
It's okay. I'm
like
getting it
coming through slower.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, cool.
So, Suzanne, this is Lynn again, and what came in for you totem-wise was the groundhog. And the groundhog tells you it's time to rely on your intuitive senses and be ever aware of the energetic changes in your environment. Groundhog comes to you as a warning that something is afoot, or it may put you or your loved ones in danger. And I don't think they mean that in terms of you should be afraid of anything. But it's just sort of, the groundhog asks you to be watchful, keep your wits about you and observe your surroundings. Not to bring fear into your life, because that sounded a little bit dire, but, just keep an eye out. And, it's almost like you're getting that warning to help you prevent a stumble along the road. And I also got the number 86. That came in for you. And that is a more positive reading here. So 86, the number 86, it's a sign that your angels are working hard on your behalf to bring abundance and prosperity. So that, I think, is a good sign for you. But again, here we go. They're talking about how you need... Sorry, I'm scrolling through here and it's very slow. Okay, so you have the protection. You've got protection and there's no need to worry or fear. You're trying to, so it talks about adoration. You need to pay more special attention to your loved ones and let them know that you love them and why you love them. So don't lose track of the affection that you have and it doesn't necessarily mean a romantic relationship, but just the people you love in your life. Make sure that you let them know how much they mean to you. I think it's just both those signify awareness and a need to be aware. And just sort of, it almost feels like they want you to stay in the present moment and be aware of what's happening in the present moment for you. And, are you, did you Are you taking a trip or moving? Or I see you relocating somewhere.
Oh, where?
I'm not sure. It feels more like you want to take a trip, or you anticipating a trip. Haven't been thinking about that. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
I've got some things planned for later in the year, but nothing. They're okay. Yeah, I've got a few trips planned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, within the next 3 months, just keep your eyes open, and maybe there's something you're meant to discover relating to a trip. I really hope that you're going to like win a trip or something really fun like that, but it feels like you're going to be relocating. I just feel like relocation, not necessarily moving your home, but being somewhere else for a while. So either that or you need to start astral projecting. Go ahead, Ann. Sorry.
And very positive, I would think, for relocation.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah, it's what comes in, and I don't really try to analyze it. I just kind of give you what comes in. So I shall pass the torch to who's next.
Thank you. This is Jessica. I can go.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Susan. It seems like abundance is the theme. There's some sort of abundance theme for you. Have you been worried about finances, or have you been wanting to manifest more abundance in your life?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that I'm always all right,
Right. Okay. Because the card that did like a triple flip right out of my deck for you is abundance. Abundance is your right. And a lot of what Lynn was getting on abundance as well. This says, while the awareness of your higher self is focused on the physical dimension, it is only natural to believe in the concept of limitations, but your soul is limitless in its ability to give out and receive energy. You just have to accept that you are capable and worthy of it. The universe will give you anything you desire, but it's not a one-way street. It's a loop. The energy of abundance must flow. So as it comes to you, you must be willing to send it out as well. As you desire, all your desires can be yours if you accept that this energy does not end with you. It is your right to be the receptacle, happiness, health, and prosperity. But you must receive these gifts with the intention of keeping the flow of abundance alive. If your intention is to have abundance stop with you, then you are actually blocking the energy from coming to you in the first place. If you fall into a mindset of limitation, you are saying to the universe that you are not worthy to receive, and nothing is further from this truth. This is the ego talking at times. The universe always says yes. It is the ego that tries to say no, no, or it tries to limit you. You can be the beneficiary of any and all gifts if you accept that possibility. And that's the card I got for you, Susan.
All right, thank you.
Really cool.
Yeah. Hi, Susan. This is Tony. And I got abundance also, but I got the Ace of Cups, which it says, oh, bright beginnings. Is this the heady start of a love affair? And it has a question mark. So I don't know. Are you starting a new love affair, or did you meet somebody? Well, and I also have spring, so maybe it hasn't happened yet, or I don't know. That's what I got.
But does it have to be relationship? Could be something else.
No, or it could just be like Lynn was saying, it's just some kind of a new beginning. The start, it says it is the start of a love affair. So I don't know what you're doing, but then I drew a motorboat, like skiing with sunshine. And this is also like spring, summer. I'm not sure, but I don't know if this has to do with any of your trips or anything, but I see new beginnings for you. Bright, it says bright new beginnings. And then it also says that you feel tremendous joy and optimism and abundance.
Coming forward.
Coming forward, yeah. Yeah.
Good.
So the boat could be leaving stuff behind because I did put a big trail of, you know, waves behind you. So, and then smooth sailing ahead, but it is a speed boat, not a sailboat, but so like you're plunging right through, but it would happen in after the next 3 months, not necessarily. So I'm thinking, you know, what spring, April, May. I don't know because I don't have a crystal ball, but I see very positive something. It might not be a physical love, but that you're going to find something that you're totally in love with and have a great summer. So anyway, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, that's
really good.
Good
vibe.
Yeah, good. So there's no negative. That's the most important thing.
No negative. Yeah, no, I don't see a negative. Probably what Lynn, because Lynn was just saying about maybe you need to show more love to somebody. I'm not sure. It could be family member. It doesn't mean a new beginning with love. Maybe it was what Lynn was saying too, you know, about letting people, you know, in the sunshine again. But yeah, I see no negativity. It's just, I mean, you know, you always have to beware. So, but I got positive for you. Sunshine.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
In these cold winters. I can't wait till spring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's coming. Spring is on its way.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very
much. Well, we got one more, Suzanne. One more reading.
You know what's so crazy is that it's almost the same as Tony's. I pretty much pulled almost the same card. They're saying a very important relationship is about to enter or has recently entered your life. And it's a relationship that you've been waiting for, but like all, you know, partnerships, there may be ups and downs, but don't let it deter you or shake your confidence. Have faith that something fabulous is coming into your life. So, wow.
Yeah, I don't think it's a relationship, but just, you know, positive everything is good.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to let us know for sure. You'll have to call us back and let us know.
As long as everything's positive, I've been worrying a lot lately, and I've become a bit of a worrying about things that maybe haven't happened just because I'm always waiting for the other foot to drop, you know, the other shoe to drop.
It just became clear what that message about keeping your eyes open. You know what? When we worry, we're putting our attention from manifesting, from creating the best, because worry pulls your focus, right? And you just sort of, I always recommend Wayne Dyer to everyone, but I would say read some of his, or watch some of his videos. He talks about the shift, right? And when you're in a worry state, you're not present moment. Right. And so we talk about the anxiety of living in the future. So maybe I really, really resonate with what you just said. And that's what they're talking about they want you to pay attention, not just to the worry or things that might happen, but a sense of being in gratitude for where you're at and manifest in your mind what you want to happen. Like we're co-creating our reality with our thoughts. And Einstein even talks about that, you know, and he says this is not philosophy, this is science, this is physics, you know, that what we think about creates, you know, our reality. It's going to be okay, you know, Suzanne, it's the more you sort of embrace all that good stuff that wants to happen, you know, embrace the joy that you, you know, it's your birthright. But again, what Tony was saying, it isn't necessarily a romantic relationship. It may actually be referring to a relationship with yourself, like, you know, sort of being very, very present for yourself. Because when you worry, you're not paying attention, you know. Because I've been there too. We're all been there, you know. But
yep.
Worry, yeah, worry will not, it robs today of its energy and it won't change out, you know, tomorrow. So be very, very careful. You know, if you can find your erroneous zones, Wayne Dyer addresses that in his very first book about the energy habits we have. And worrying is one of those big ones that sucks you. It drains you, right? And it doesn't leave you capable of much else, right? Because worry is all consuming. So try to see if you can find some of Wayne's books. Or if you're more of a YouTube type person, find some of his videos. But he's got so much to share, and he's one of the best. I mean, I'd almost call him one of those ascended guys. You know, he's such a good teacher. But find Uncle Wayne and see if he can't help you with that. It's good, you know, everything's gonna be fine. Like, so fine.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
These
and then you'll go, it's okay. You'll go, why was I worrying, you know? But it's like you don't need to waste another minute and worry. Yeah. Okay. So I hope that helps,
okay,
Suzanne. And thank you so much for calling.
Yeah,
that was
awesome.
Yeah. Did we miss anybody? I don't think so, did we?
I don't think so. I think we're good. Yeah.
Excellent. All righty then. Oh, sorry, Suzanne, I just hung you up, but call back, let us know how it goes. It's very lovely. We need to wrap up, I think, because Tony, you've got somewhere to be, don't you? So, Marianne, do you want to take us through the closing ceremonies?
Oh, well, absolutely. So I just wanted to thank everybody for joining in and calling in. Thank all my friend, my co-host. It was wonderful. It was fun to catch up with everybody, and I hope that you all have a great week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we'll
thank you.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Tony, do you want to give your your information, contact information out a bit?
Yeah, and I'm assuming my turn is next week, right?
I'd love to have, absolutely. You come up
so
with a topic.
I want to do it on crystal healing, so maybe if you guys are out there and hear about it, I'm gonna put something together for crystal healing. But you can get me on my website. It's Tony the Good Witch at wixsite.com or on Facebook. I'm also on Sacred Embers and Enter the Light, and then I have a Facebook page, Tony Jorgensen, and I'm not sure what picture I have on there, but I'm sure it's my grandson and I. So I'd love to hear from you. And I just want to give a shout out to Blair for getting in touch. Oh, you guys, I forgot to tell you that Blair contacted me on my website, and she just wants to thank you all. She finally found her house, and she's happy and loving every minute of life right now. So she wanted to thank you all.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And Marianne, you can be found at Marianne Adams. Sweet and simple, right? Facebook?
Yes, sweet and simple.
Okay. And Jessica?
Yes. You can find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro or in our Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. That is for my son, Jaden. He's also my spirit guide. And you can find us in the Sacred Embers group or on the Sacred Embers website.
Fabulous. And I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And our whole group, everybody in the Sacred Embers Network, can be found at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And you can find us all on Facebook and a few other places, but Facebook is probably your best go-to or the website. Whew. You guys,
that was awesome.
So much
That was great, Marianne.
So much energy, so much love.
Yeah.
Thanks to Linda and Jane for calling in. Linda was listening in our convo, and Jane joined us, which was delightful. We'll be back next week with Tony talking about crystal healing. Oh, I should give a shout out to our other shows. So Cat Peoples is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and I believe that's tomorrow night at 9:30 Eastern, I think.
Yeah.
But you can go to blogtalk.com/sacredembers to get the details. All the shows are listed. And on Wednesdays, we have Angel Answers, and that's at 7 p.m. Eastern. Those are both great shows. Call in, ask a question, and join them. Love and light to everyone. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.